if you will take the time and be a little bit humble and open to this idea that maybe the sheriffs who sued the federal government and won have a message for us. And the message is one of putting liberty first in the execution of our jobs. That hurts no one.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
No kidding. No kidding.
How many?
Yeah, you could do monthly meetings with him, but if he will do the training, the right. CSPOA training, I'm telling you, you're well on your way. Nobody can be in this training and leave it the same way.
So the people who meet with him, are they the ones who would then reach out to you, you know, become a member of CSPOA, obviously, sure. And then have access to your materials and whatnot. And I also noticed there was a vetting your sheriff form on your site too. And would they then reach out to you and say, hey, look, we have a sheriff here in our county. He's interested in doing the training, you know, and then you would work with the citizens to, you know, get that meeting going.
Yep. Absolutely. And we've got one coming up pretty soon. And let me tell you, they're deciding, well, should we just have all the public come and the sheriffs and peace officers and chiefs of police and whatnot? That's really up to them. And make sure that you let the sheriff know. Do you want just a one-on-one with the sheriff with your department, with Sheriff right. Mack and your department, or invite other sheriffs and just have the sheriffs and chiefs and peace officers and public officials, county commissioners, mayors, city council? They're all welcome. And then have a public meeting where everybody can come. We've done them both ways.
Sheriff,
can I interject? The sheriffs are learning with the citizens.
Let me interject for a second, Sheriff. And this is a case where the sheriffs, they have to have continuing education credits every year. Like, they have to have these classes. They have to take them from someone or somewhere. Somebody's right. got to provide these classes for them. Why not have it be a constitutional class? Push them towards right. something like that. Is that accurate?
Yes, and we've already had 10 states that have certified it as ongoing education for law enforcement certification.